Welcome to Pax Europiana. This is now the fourth section of the second phase. It's about the things the EU can do and should do in order to improve peace stability in Southeastern Europe. And I would like to call your attention on the Regional Cooperation Council. And this is the successor of the Stability Pact for Southeastern Europe. And in the year 1999, when the war in the Balkans was ended, and NATO has liberated Kosovo, the intervention was very successfully in order to secure the survival of the Kosovo Albanians and their return into Kosovo. And there was the peace treaty or the armistice in Kumanovo. And then there was the G7 summit in Cologne, and world leaders have decided to have a stability pact set up. First, there was a less successful German appointee, but then was Dr. Buzek, a very important Austrian personality who contributed to Austrian EU accession and also has supported Southeastern Europe and Eastern Europe already in the 70s, in the 80s, in his role in Vienna. And he has then built up this stability pact very successfully with specific working groups for all the relevant sectors, from energy, transport, and youth and social situation. And this has all then developed in a very successful project to improve the permanent institution, it's called better. And it was then in 2008 handed over to the governments of the countries themselves. It's based in Sarajevo, and it's now a very successful regional benchmark organization, reform organization, a meeting ground for all the governments of the regions, which have been very hostile to each other. Let's not forget the whole break of wars between Slovenia, Croatia, and Serbia was basically attacking four of the countries. The Slovenia first, then Croatia, then Bosnia, then Kosovo. And the relations in between were very problematic all the time. And this work of the Regional Cooperation Council to bridge these divides and bring better governance and work on technical issues and really improve the economic and political governance of their whole members, it was really very successful. Now it's not only the six countries, and it's still Slovenia, Croatia, it's also Turkey, it's also Greece, the whole region is there. But unfortunately, it was never the courage to invite the Eastern Partnership countries completely, and that's a big problem today, because it would have been so logically after 2014 when Russia attacked Crimea and Donbass, it would have been absolutely logical to invite all the Eastern Partnership countries into this existing and well-working structures which the EU is already funding and which EU and US have both endorsed and built up and contribute to it. And then to have Ukraine and Georgia into the RCC would have been a really very logical and positive thing. And also possible at that stage, Belarus. Today it's more complicated. I again call for a government in exile, and that can be then in the Regional Cooperation Council, certainly not in the dictatorship of Lukashenko. And now we had another war on the Southern Caucasus between Armenia and Azerbaijan. But again, I say, you know, Azerbaijan can absolutely be in the Regional Cooperation Council, and also Armenia, why not? It's not a trade system, so it's not matters that Armenia is working with the Eurasian Trade Union, but it's a regional cooperation of countries which have also maybe a very troubled cooperation. And it's a specialist for reconciliation. It has helped Croatia and Serbia, it has helped Bosnia and Serbia, it is also helping Bosnia and Kosovo and Serbia to sit together on a table, to work together on technical issues. It's never without friction, and it will also not be for Armenia and Azerbaijan, but it's really very helpful to have this platform and this institution. So it's working very good, it has many projects running. It has, for example, also now the regional economic area, which is very important to further integrate, and some call aspects of it mini Schengen. I prefer Balkan Benelux, and there's many words for it, but the official word is regional economic area, and it's very good. And now they make a division, Moldova cannot be part. This is really very problematic, because in all these organizations I will now discuss, Moldova is already part, but then the EU makes an artificial separation between the Balkan countries and Moldova, which is not a EU candidate country, not a potential EU candidate country, and it's a bit, it's actually quite clearly discriminated against, and this has to stop. And the first step is really that Ukraine, Georgia, they are the obvious candidates for membership in Regional Cooperation Council, they join. And then also we see if there's interest and if it's also feasible to get Azerbaijan and to get Armenia and Belarus at the second stage into the Regional Cooperation Council. I mean, talking and sitting and working together is very much better than war. This is quite obvious. So let's make the situation that all these countries have this opportunity, which we granted also to the Balkan countries. I think I talked about the history, about enlargement, reform. You know, this country and this organization shouldn't dissolve. There is always the need for cooperation. And it's also not exclusive that, you know, because the Ukraine and Azerbaijan, Moldova, they have also this this organization called GUAM. That's Georgia, Azerbaijan, Moldova and Ukraine. It can also continue. There's no competition in that sense. It is just better to work together with the more advanced countries because the Southeastern European countries are already more advanced in their governance, in the EU accession process. Some of them are already in the EU. So it would be very beneficial for Ukraine and Georgia to join. And it is very beneficial for the Balkan countries to have a bigger, more important partner like Ukraine definitely is, and it's a big market with a lot of opportunities to have that country also in the Regional Cooperation Council, adds a weight and a geostrategic significance to the Regional Cooperation Council. And so there is a win-win for everybody by this membership. And I really hope that 2021 will see the year where Ukraine and Georgia is joining the Regional Cooperation Council. Thanks a lot.